We are talking with Colleen Kelly. She is president of the National Treasury Employees Union, and we're going to dramatically shift gears. You ready?
Sure.
Federal Salary Council, you're on it, and you guys just had a meeting. Tell us a bit about that, too.
Yes, this was the first meeting of the newly appointed council, and we have been working for years with questions of definitions of locality areas in particular. Of course, under the federal pay system, there are 33 locality areas that are designated for different pay rates, with a recognition that the comparison to the pay system in the private sector in those locality areas generates a large gap in favor of the private sector. So in an effort to determine what the gap is and then figure out a way to, over many years, fill that gap for federal employees, that's one of the things this council does. So this at this meeting last week, we made our final recommendations to the pay agent, which will be recommendations for the year 2012. We're always working about 14 months ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And those recommendations included adding a number of new areas that would be recognized as separate locality areas, and also acknowledging that there are some areas nearby locality areas that have not had the benefit of locality pay, that perhaps with a re-look at how those decisions have been made, that they should really be attached to these areas. So there's a long list of, I believe, over 40 counties and local areas that we're recommending be added to existing pay areas.
Any way we can get a sneak preview of that, or does it have to go through a process first?
No, actually, it was a public meeting, and it's a public report, and there's I can send you all those details. It's a long list.
I do long lists. That's what the website's for.
Okay. Absolutely. I'll get you that, Amy.
Oh, terrific. Thank you so much for that.
Again, this is just a recommendation to the pay agent. The pay agent then has to act on it and either accept our recommendations or not, and make their recommendation to the president. I am hoping that the pay agent will adopt the recommendations of the Federal Salary Council.
All right. We'll be touching base with you on that as that process progresses, too, so we can get updates on that, too.
That's great.
Colleen Kelly, president of the National Treasury Employees Union. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Amy.
And we invite you to learn more about this. Get all the information you need on federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.